Today's daf in Yerushalmi Brachot is daf Nun Aleph. And we are holding on daf Nun Aleph Beit right at the beginning of the perek, Shlosha She'achlo, Halacha Aleph. So, when we have three people that are eating together, remember that besides the chiyuv of Birkat HaMazon, we also have what is called Zimun. Says the Mishnah, Shlosha She'achlo Ke'achat, three people who ate together, and we're going to have to, of course, define what together means. Chayavim Lezamein, they have to be prepared to together relate to that bracha. So Lezamein means to make themselves prepared to do before they do, which is, of course, the Nivarech. Let us indeed go now and say our bracha. Suppose one of the three ate something that was Aser. So, achal demai, and demai is only osur min rabbanan, because remember that what demai is when somebody buys truim, or any food, from an ama aretz, and even though rova mi aretz or ma asrim, he has to, min rabbanan, be choshish that it wasn't maaser, and take off ma asrot again. And therefore, it's really a takana. It's not even a true suffix, because we would have passed it according to the rov. So if somebody there ate demai, or somebody ate maaser rishon shenitla trumato, where you had trumat maaser taken off of maaser rishon, which is strange, because, well, that's good. That's not bad, is it? Of course, we're going to see in the Gemara what this is referring to. Or maaser sheniva hegdesh shenivdu, which have gone through the process of pidyon, where you took off the kedusha and put it onto something else, which are also completely mutter to eat. So what is the chiddush in that? Again, well, it's in the Gemara. And a shamash, who is working at serving, who also ate a kezayit of bread with them, but didn't sit with them. And hakuti, and these kutim were brought there by the king of Ashur from Kuta. And the question is, what is their status? Because they became gerim as a result of an attack of lions that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent against them. And therefore, they are called the gerei arayot. They are the lion gerim. And there's a machlokes tanayim whether they're considered to be true gerim, and therefore are considered to be Jew, or whether they are remained gerei arayot and were not really gerim gemurim. So, ikuti, nonetheless, all of these situations, either the status of the person, or the status of the food that one of the people ate, all of the cases above, you could still be mitzarev to the zimun. Aval, however, if you ate actual tevel, which is not demai, but which is actual iser, or maaser rishon shelo nitla trumato, so you have maaser rishon, which is the 10%, after having taken off a small amount for truma gedola, and you had not taken off its truma, or maaser shenir hegde shelo nivdu, where you had not taken off the kedusha by putting it onto a coin, or a case of a shamash who eats less than a kezayit, or an actual goy as opposed to a kuti, in all of such cases, in mezamnilayim, they cannot be mitzarif to a zimun. Says the Gemara, Shlosha shachluch achat zet mishlech hayavim lezamin. Now, here it says, Hocha itmar, we're going to see later on, that the Mishnah says, Ein rishayim lechalik. Even if they want to, and they say, well, I'd rather make the bracha my own instead of having somebody prepare it and say it for me, they are not allowed to. V'choy itmar, but here in the Mishnah it says, Chayavim lezamein. Which boils down to the same thing, I would think, right? Ein rishayim lechalik or chayavim lezamein. Because Ein rishayim lechalik means that somebody has to bench for the others. So why would we repeat the same essential mitzvah twice? Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says that, look, Ikan, later on, we're talking about Bitchilah. Here we're talking about three people who set out to eat their Suda initially. And nonetheless, the din over there is that they are Chayav B'Zimun, whereas Kan, they were together the entire time. And therefore, I would have said, if I only had this Mishnah, that only if they were together the entire time. Not if they just started, even when they set it up originally, and it did not continue that way, they're still considered to be Chayav and Zimun. What do we mean precisely by start up or end? Well, we have two shitot. Trained Amoraim, Chadamar, one of them says that the question is whether Natnu Da'at Le'echol, when before they sat down to eat, they together decided to sit down and eat, that's called bitchila. And then if they went ahead and they ate a kezayit, then that would be it. Then they ate. The question of what they do after they eat that kezayit is relevant, because it's only the kezayit, after all, that is machayev you. Once you're chayev, you're chayev. So they already were kavua and zimun from beginning to end. Whereas Achrona Omar, and according to this, and there is the Mishnah, the reason that the Mishnah repeats it later on is to say that if they never ended up eating even a kezayit together, nonetheless, they're still going to be chayav and zimun. Whereas Achrona Omar, the other man, the Omar, says that on the contrary, it doesn't even start, really, you know, until you eat. So achlu kezayit, eating is called a kezayit, but the determination to eat has no meaning at all in terms of zimun, unless you actually ate. So if you eat a kezayit together, that is considered to be the beginning. Zehu batechila. Gamru achilatara, when they actually finish the seuda, that is the besof. And therefore, had the Mishnah said this case, I would have said, okay, they ate the entire meal from literally beginning until end. Comes along, therefore, the Mishnah to tell us that even if they only ate a kezayit together, that would be considered already to be a chiyev, and then even when they split, they would nonetheless be chayev. Rabbi B'Shem Ravut and Rabbi Zira B'Shem Abba Bar Yirmiyah said that if you have two people that eat together, that too can have relationship to the mitzvah of Zimun. It's just that shlosha, where you have three people that eat together, it's an absolute chiyuv to be mezameh. But if you only have two people that eat together, then it's a rishus. But they could be mezameh if they wish to, even though they're not chayef. Amar Rabbi Zira, Kamei Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Zira said over what he had heard in front of Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Yosef said to him, Amar le, ani ein li ela mishnah. Shlosha sha'ol kachat chayevim lezameh. All I know is the din in the Mishnah, that there's no din of Zimun whatsoever on two people. And it starts and finishes with this minimum of three. Look, I mean, if reality there was a inyan of Zimun, and it could be done voluntarily, then of course the Mishnah would have said, Shlosh Shach Chayavim Lizan, Shnayim Rishayim Lizan. Rabban and Da'acha, so now the Chachamim that are here in Eretz Yisrael, Kedaaton, they say, the way their shita is, that the din of Zimun is learned from one place, and the Rabbana Dahatam in Bavel are going Kedaaton, where they learned Dinim from another Zimun, the Zimun from another din. Why do I say that? Because Shmuel, who is the Rabbanan of there in Bavel, he said, Shnayim Shadanu, you have two people that acted as judges in a Dine Mames. The halacha is that it's a kosher din, and it is binding, the non-din, but they're considered to be a beidin chatzuf, and they're called unikra beidin chatzuf. So in that sense, Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Zeira agreed that there are shnayim that could be mezameh, just like there are shnayim that could judge if they did. So that the halacha over there is similar to halacha here. Why do we say that? Well, because I'm in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Says Beferish Dine Mamanot Bishlosha. It doesn't come to say Dine Mamanot Bishlosha, Vim Dan Vishnaim, Dineim Din. It just says Dine Mamanot Bishlosha. So that doesn't mean that you can't necessarily have Shnayim. So therefore, if that's true, when it says Shlosha Shach Luka Achat, Chayav Lezamein, there's no reason for us to say that there's no possible way to be Mezamein Bishnaim. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, who are both in Eretz Yisrael, they say, Tavayan Amr, Vafil Shnayim Shadanu. Even if two would be the Avah do a din, it has no validity whatsoever and it's not binding. Ein dinan din. And based on that, Rabbi Yosef said that Shnayim are not Mishnah Mezamein either. So that means when a Mishnah says something, Din Amom is B'Shlosha, or it says Shlosha Shachlu B'Yachad, it means that and only that. So it's very consistent, basically. Furthermore, there's also another thing that we can see in Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Zira, and that is the Rechuna Amar, Shlosha Shachlu Zebifnei Atzma, Zebifnei Atzma, Zebifnei Atzma. If they started a meal off, three people eating separately, and then they got together for Birkat HaMazon. And then when Nitarvu, they are mezamnim together even though they didn't eat together at all. refers to Omar. Well, now wait a minute. I mean, that's on condition that ain't shabo mishalosh chaburot. If each one of them was anyway chayev in zimun because each one had eaten with a chabur of three people at a minimum. So over there, even though they had split from the original three, they could still, since they're all chayev in zimun, they could still be yotze the zimun together, even though it wasn't their own particular group that had become chayev in zimun together. However, says Rav Chisda, nobody suggests that you can actually be chayev in zimun where you didn't eat together with a chayev of zimun. Furthermore, says Rav Chisda, and I'll die to the Rebbe Zeira v'chaburtei, even what it was that Rebbe Zeira and the rest of them, that was Rav Abba and Rav Abba Bar Yirmiya, who said before that two are allowed to be mezame, that's only hein she'achlu shlosha ki'achat, it's only where initially they had eaten together and they had come to be chayev in zimun and their own chabura. Then they split. So since they were chayev initially, so now that they split, they're considered to still be chayev, even though they didn't yet eat together. And the male, they could be mezame, two of them together. One says and the other answers. But if initially there was only two, and two are for sure not chayev and zimun according to anybody, so over there, there is no din of zimun if they get together afterwards at the time of Birchat HaMazon. Furthermore, says Rav Chisda, when Rabbi Zeira and the rest of his group, Al Daitid, Rabbi Zeira v'chaburtei, which is a reference to Rabbi Abba Bar Yirmiya and Rabbi Abba and Rav Huna, all of them said before that two are able to be mezamim. That is only in a case where you have shlosha she'achlu ke'achat. Because over there was an actual chiyuv of zimun. And so Memela, if you start with three and you end up getting together at the end, that makes sense that there's a chiyuv of zimun. But if the zimun initially was voluntary, then it doesn't help to get together at the end because the volunteer zimun is only when there was an actual achila. And in that case, you cannot be mezame unless they had actually eaten together. Rabbi Yonah said, Al-Hadad Rav Huna, what Rav Huna said, and that is that if you're first chayev and zimun in a chabur of three people, you can join up even at the end with other people who were also chayev and zimun, even though you weren't mit chayev and zimun together. From there, you can see that hitbil shlosha ezovot, zebifnei atzmo, zebifnei atzmo, zebifnei atzmo. Suppose you took, for the mechatat, you took three of your hyssop branches, and each one of them, you went ahead and you took the mechatas with, you can still put them together and you can mix them to go ahead and do the izrika of the mechatat with them. So that even though be'etzem you must have the equivalent of a zimun, basically. In other words, what you must have over there is what's called an agudat ezov. An agudat ezov requires these three branches of ezov. Now, over here, they initially were not an agudat ezov. They were just a separate ezov, and only afterwards they became an agudat ezov. And nonetheless, since we are understanding that according to those shitas, and for Huda and those that are like him, that if you started with three separate chaburas, where each one was chayv on its own, you could still be mitzar of them, the same thing ought to be true of three separate ezovs that then are brought together after having been dipped in the mechatat. They can be used. It should be the same thing. So Rav Chisda would also say, v'hein shebo mishalosh chavilot, but then that indeed would only be in a case, just like he said about Rav Huna, it would only be in a case where initially we were matfil them as an aguda. Because, after all, it has to be l'kachtem agudat ezov utfaltem. So the ezov itself is meant to be there at the time that you dip it, which we learn out from the Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim. And if that's the case, then here too, it's only if initially there had been useful agudot that now they can create a new agudah by bringing them all together separately. So that would mean that al daite Rebbe Zeira b'chavurate, and here too, in the same way that Rebbe Zeira and the rest of his group said b'nogea the din in Birkat HaMazon would be Hushit Bir Shloshtam Ke'achat. It's only at that time that it cannot be an Aguda of two, it had to be an Aguda of three. So in Teimar, Ein Lameiti Meizov Mibracha, if you're going to tell me that there's no connection between the dinim of Ezov and the dinim of Brocha, what the heck gives you right to say that they're connected? I will tell you. Anar Chazin and Rabbanan Kayamin Besuka V'Yalfin B'Din Titan Arok. Look, we have all seen where the Chachom were sitting together and learning out something that appears to have no connection whatsoever from the din of Titan Arok. That is one of the halachas, Book of Benogea, Tefillah in a Mikvah. So if you think that this is ridiculous, you would think that that was totally crazy. And yet you see that conceptually we have a right to put together, we're going to explain it in a minute, we have a right to put together things that appear to be unlinked in their essential conception. And by the way, this is a story within a story, because we're essentially doing the same thing. We're putting together different things to make a single unit which was unlinked initially, and yet which at the end comes together. And this is what I am referring to. I'm talking about, as we learned in Besechet Sukkah. So, Kadet Tanina Taman. It says over there, Hirchikat HaSikhuch Ben HaTvanot Shlosha Tvachim. If you've got three Tvachim without any Schach, it's possible. But if it would be less than three Tvachim, HaPachot Mikan, then it would be kosher. Because then we would say Lavud, and there's no problem. And it would be all right to look at that area as if it were entirely closed up with schach. And this would be true even if you don't have 7x7, which is minimal tvachim, which is the minimal size of the sukkah. You could actually use the area that is really plain airspace. It's avir, because lovu tells you that it's considered to be sealed all the way till the end. So once you call that area schach, then it would be mitzvah of schach kosher. Now we ask over there, what would be the din of actually sleeping under the airspace, which is technically virtual schach? Because it's lovud, is it okay to sleep under virtual schach, or do you have to sleep under actual schach? And to that, Aitiv Rav Yitzchak ben Elyashiv, what's your question, said he. It seems quite obvious, because titan aruch, we have this kind of mud, which is liquid enough to be poured, mashlim b'mikveh, if you don't have 40 sah in a mikveh, you can go ahead and use this to be mashlim your 40 sod, despite the fact that ve'ein matbilimbo, you couldn't have been tovel in it all by itself. So that all we're saying is you can use tit, to which itself is not useful, to complete the shear of a mikveh. So if that's the case, you could complete the shear of schach of 7x7 with something that is air, and that on its own would be meaningless for tefillah, so to speak, meaningless here for the sukkah, and call it schach. So afacha. Here too, we've got less than three tefachim, and therefore it's lovud. We would be mashlim the shear of the sukkah with it, and nonetheless, ein yishenim tachtav. Because in the same way that you can't be tovo in the titan irok, you can't sleep underneath air. So in other words, just like the titan irok can be added to the mikveh but can't be used for tefillah, avir pachot b'shlosha can be added to the shear of the schach, but it is not itself schach to be able to sleep under it. So what do you see from there? That you are able to compare, in terms of pure conception, issues that have no relationship to each other. If that's the case, we ought to be able to compare the nature of agudat ezov to the din of Hitzarfut Legabi Birkat Simon. Because the three Kalchei Ezov become the three individuals who are going to be saying the Birkat HaZimon. And the way in which they could come together is indicative of the way that the Ezov can come together. Now another question that was raised in this Inyan of Zimon, in terms of Hitzarfut, is what would happen if you would have had Shlosha Shachluka Achat? Two of them have finished and they're basically all ready to bench. The only problem is one of them does simply not have time. He's going to miss a very important doctor's appointment. Before it is that they're able to complete the Birkat HaMazon together. What's the halacha? He wants to come back later. They don't want to sit and wait. So the Talmidim in Rav's yeshiva said to Beit Rav Amri, what he should do is say the bracha of Hazanat HaKol up to there, he should say with them so that they can be mezamin now. And then Yelech Logan, he can go away, and he can come back later and complete his Birkat HaMazon. The other way of learning this sugya is the kind of thing that happens all the time, and that is that you have actually one guy who needs to run, and the others are not ready to bench. So what it's saying is that the others can, if they wish, stop eating, answer until Hazanat HaKol for him, and then go back to eating, and he would be able to leave. Or otherwise, once he was chayav in Zimun, he would be unable to leave until the Zimun was achieved. But what exactly do we mean by bracha rishona? Do we actually mean all the way till Hazanat HaKol? The Beit Rav Amre, Zubrikat HaZimun? No. You don't have to wait all the way until Hazanat HaKol. All you need to do is wait until Baruch Shachan Mishalov Tavochayinu. Once you were Yotze the Zimun Brocha, you don't need to wait for the actual Birkat HaMazon. Whereas Rabbi Zeir B'Shem Rabbi Yirmiyah says, no. Brocha Vishona means exactly what it said. And that is, you have to be there until at least the Brocha of Hazan at HaKol. And up until that, it's all called Birkat HaZimun. Also, Reb Chalbo Baruch Hanan B'Shem Rav says that the meaning of Bracha Rishona is Zo, Zan at HaKol. Tafnun Aleph. Shlosha she'achlu ke'achat chayavim lezamein. Achal demai u'maser rishon shenitla trumato u'maser sheni. Ve'egdeh shenivdo. Hashama she'achal kezayit ha'kuti. Mizamdi baleyem. Aval. Achal tevel, vada, in other words, maaser rishon, shaloni tla trubato, maaser sheni veegde shaloni vdo, hashama shachal pachot mikazayin, or nochri instead of a kuti, in mizamni malayin. Shlosha shachlu kachat, says the Gemara, chayavim lezami. Now, orcha itmar, ein rishayim lechaleik, orcha itmar, chayavim lezami. And basically that sounds to me like exactly the same Mishnah, repeated twice. So Shmuel says, no, it's not a repetition. Kan b'tchila, kan b'sof. Izo b'tchila, v'izo b'sof. So for that, we have a machloket of trena mora'in. Chad amar, not nudat le'echol. Before eating, that's called b'tchila. Achlu kizayit, that's sof achila. Whatever happens after that, doesn't matter because you're already chay. V'achlono amar, the other sheet of the amora'in was, achlu kizayit, that's called b'tchila. You have to eat something. So that's your tchila. Gomro achilata, when they finish eating completely, that's what's called the sof achila. Rebaba b'shem Rafuna and Reb Zira b'shem Abba Bar Yirmiya says, even though this is in Mishnah Shlosha, Shlosha is the chalva, but Shlaim would be allowed to be mezami. Omer Reb Zira k'me Reb Yose, Omer Le, I know where they get that from. Ani eni ala Mishnah, Shlosha shachlu k'achat, chayavim mezami. Reb Abba b'shem Ravuna, Reb Zira b'shem Abba Bar Yirmiya, Shlosha chova, Shnayim Rishus. Omra Reb Zira k'me Reb Yose, Omar Le, I don't know where you get it from. Ani eli ela Mishnah. Shlosha shachlu k'achat, chayavim lezamein. But actually, Rabbanan da'acha k'daton and Rabbanan da'atam k'daton. Because Shmuel, who says, Shnayim shadanu din, dinam din, ela shunikra beitin chatzof, according to which the same thing would be true over here, by Zimun, Rabbi Yochanan, Rosh Shlokish, Tarvayan Amrin, Afilu Shlaim, Shadano, Endi Namdin, so too here, if it says Shlosha, Dinamaman of Pishlosha, here it says Zimun is Pishlosha. Ruvunama, Shlosha Shachlu, Zebifneatsma, Vizebifneatsmo, Vindi Tarvu at the end, Vizebifneatsmo, if all three come together, Mizamnim. Says Rav Chista, Vahin, Shabo, initially from Shlosh Chaburot of three apiece. Aldaiti the Reb Zeira, Vachavrote, Hain Shachlu Shlosha Ke'achat. Reb Yonah Alhada, the Rav Huna, says Hitbir Shlosha Izovot, Zebifnatzva, 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 should be the same thing. If they were Chozer and Nitarvu, then you can be Mazet. And furthermore, Rav Chista would have said the same thing there. So Rav Chista Amar Vehin Shabo Mishalosh Chavilot, that initially were Tvulot in the Meipora, in the Paras Chatas, as an actual Chabura that is Rotwi for Hazayah. Aldai to the Rebbe Zeir of Chavrute, Vuhu Shid Bil Shloshtab Ka'achat. In Temar, I know what you're going to tell me, that it's ridiculous to compare the two. So you're saying, the made him Ezov mi bracha? Oh, yeah? Vana chazina rabbonon, that are sitting around a kayamim besukah, and they learn how to did of besukah from the did of tit hanarok. And what do you think about that? Because kada tarina nata. Come on. Yerchik et ha-sikhuch v'latvanot shloshat v'chim psula, apochot b'kan kshira. Okay, now our question is, can you use lovud as chach? Ma'al lishon tachtav. Etiv rev yitzra beno yashiv. Aretit anirok bashlim b'mikva v'en matbilin bo. Afacha bashlim b'suka v'en yishidim tachtav. Shlosha shachlu k'achat, u'bikesh echad mehem leilechlo. בית רב אמרי יברך ברכה ראשונה וילך לו איזוהי ברכה ראשונה בית רב אמרי זו ברכת הזימון אמרי בזהיר בשם רבי ירמיה זו הזנת הכל רבך וברכנה בשם רב זו הזנת הכל and הייתי רב ששת which we'll get to tomorrow.